You're listening to SBS News.
I was born in Tajikistan in 1986 in Soviet Russia because it was still part of USSR. And we lived in community housing. In one room, my mom and I, and my dad was out of the picture. It was one of those situations where he didn't want to be part of our lives. In 1992, she had my brother. She was with a guy who she found out later had another family. And yes, and actually the same months and age as my brother. Like, my mom and his wife gave birth at the same time. Yeah, so my mom found out about it and kicked him out. 1992, we had a civil war in Tajikistan because of the collapse of USSR, and we didn't have anyone to, we didn't have president or anyone else, so it was inside few parties just fighting, bombing and stuff. And she obviously got really scared and she went into labor early. Then she was disappearing a lot because it was a civil war, so there was no food around, so she had to go a lot out and trying to find a food. So I was 5 going into 6, and I started looking after my brother. I became a full care of my brother because my mom, like, she wasn't around, she couldn't be. So he thought that I was his mom. Then his life actually became in danger one night because his father was in one of those fighting parties. And yeah, so one night we had soldiers coming into our house trying to kill him. I was very young, so I knew that we were in trouble because my mom left the room and she was talking with them outside, and I knew because they were shouting and stuff. So mom said, well, look, how about you come, like, we leave tonight, we leave. And we escaped to Uzbekistan that night. We just left everything behind. And the reason Uzbekistan is because my mom's supposed to have there a lot of relatives, but they actually refused to, mom found them, but they refused to give us any refuge. And this is where I think she left us with her friends in the village, and this is where I was cotton picking because mom wasn't around. I was looking after my brother. I couldn't go to school either. They didn't take me. I was in primary school or stuff. Yeah, they didn't take me in, so I skipped the whole year. So I would usually wake up in the morning, I'll take my brother. He wasn't walking then, so he would crawl a lot. So I would we'll go on the fields, I'll look after my brother, and we'll pick cotton. Usually there's rows of cotton and you walk in between them with the rest of the children and some of the, like, adults as well, and you pick cotton. I didn't see any money, I didn't... Food has provided my, like, friend's mom, who I was staying with. Like, she would usually feed me, and but nothing came, from what I remember, nothing really came from the government. It would usually be the whole day. You have your, like, you come in the morning. I just remember being very, very bored and being very, very hot and looking after my brother, so very tired as well. All I could not understand, like, why do I have to do this? Why am I here with my little brother? And it was very normal. It was part of the community. It was part of, no one ever questioned that. No one ever, are we supposed to do that? Not really. There is definitely that this is how much you're supposed to pick up. But I think there were more on adults. Like, if the supervisor would be there, there were more demands from adults than, like, children. We could go as fast as we can. It was middle of 92 to, I would say, 93, and then we came back home to Tajikistan. It makes me angry. If I think about it, I was like, did that really happen to me? Did that really, was I really a child slave? And it's still unbelievable, but when I think about that, yes, it makes me mad because they take away like childhood, they take away, not only I had to look after my brother who was very little then I had to pick up cotton, and I didn't, like, we didn't see any money or anything else. I'm glad that Global Citizens took the initiative and boycotted the Uzbek cotton for Uzbekistan to question, for Uzbekistan to finally ask what are we doing wrong, and I hope they did. I think Uzbekistan is one of the prime examples of how they violate human rights, and because they can, and because they say to people, and people are so used to take whatever the government says, we're gonna do it. So Uzbekistan is the prime example of violation of human rights. So my personal goals is I want to do masters in human rights, yeah, law and human rights in UNSW, and hopefully after that I will be more skilled to work in one of the organizations to stop this, because I have a passion for it, I have personal experience in it, I'm just lacking a little bit of skills maybe. Or I think I'm quite, yeah, I think, yeah, we'll see. Since very very young age over there, we help our families to clean the table, to clean, to look after our little ones, and it's normal, it's part of the culture. And this is why I reacted at first like, oh, you foreigners or you Westerners just exaggerate so much, because when we start talking more about it, and I was like, oh, wow, okay, that was wrong. It's not an exaggeration. It's one thing when you help out around home and looking after your little brothers and sisters. It's another thing when someone takes your right, someone takes your like freedom of speech, and you can't, you literally can't do anything about it. Otherwise, you will end up in jail. If you are being mistreated, if you think you might be a victim, speak up, just talk to someone. It's not okay. It's not normal that someone would take it away from you. And you have support here. You have people who would stand up for you. Yes. Speak up, ask for help. When you lose hope, you have nothing to live for. And when someone gives it back to you, you have a light at the end of the tunnel.